You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City with an update of the weather forecast. Drew, it appears there will be quite a bit of rainfall maybe coming through the heart of the Midwest. Can you tell me more about it?
Rain totals with this event, which will actually continue into Saturday morning, will run anywhere from around 6/10 of an inch upwards to nearly an inch and 3/4. The area from Missouri into parts of Ohio will be wettest. I think Michigan will probably miss most of the precipitation, and so will northwestern Illinois. But everybody else in that region is going to see precipitation at one time or another. There's a slight chance for a little wet snow in northern Ohio as the storm system exits out of the region. And if you're traveling into the northeastern corner of the U.S. over this next couple of days, be aware that this weekend there will likely be another snow event for parts of the New England states. And that's all part of the same storm system that will be passing through our region over these next 2 days. Now, we are still in the midst of a warming trend, and we will continue to see that dominating a big part of this central and eastern United States. Even though we've got this rain event kind of getting in the way a little bit, we will probably still experience a warmer bias across many areas as we move out through these next few days. The afternoon temperatures yesterday were in the 70s across hard red winter wheat country. They will be there again today and again tomorrow, perhaps even on Saturday and Sunday with Sunday. Maybe some extremes out there over 80 degrees in Nebraska and parts of South Dakota. This is only mid-March, and that's not a good sign. We are going to see some of that warmth work its way into the Midwest, but it's not going to be nearly as significant because of two reasons. One, we've got the cloudiness and the rain coming up with this event coming through the Midwest in the next 2 days. And secondly, there'll be a cool front that will drop through the Midwest as we get towards the early part of next week, and it'll bring another opportunity for a little bit of precipitation, but more importantly, it'll abbreviate the warm-up. So high temperatures in the Midwest here over the next day or so probably run mostly in the 40s and 50s. There will be some 60-degree readings still occurring in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt and parts of Kansas and Missouri in particular. And we may see a couple of temperatures over 60 near the Ohio River and point southward. But because of the rain, you won't notice it quite so well. A little bit later, after the storm system abates from the Midwest, we will see more sunshine and warmer weather will likely occur at that point. We'll likely see a lot of highs in the 50s and 60s across the region, and perhaps we'll even see a couple of extremes over 70 degrees in Missouri and maybe part of southwestern Illinois. That will occur probably on Monday or Tuesday of next week, just before the colder air comes back. Temperatures are advertised to be quite a bit colder late next week. Be careful about buying into that quite so soon. I think the models are a little carried away with how cold it might get towards the end of next week. So we'll just sit back and wait a little bit and see how that comes together. No changes in South America today, and the biggest concern in the U.S. is about the dryness in the plains in the upper Midwest.
All right, Drew. Hey, thanks so much for the update of the growing regions around the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.